Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
People argue over the dumbest things in the world. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope and TJ are with us.
TikTok triggered quite the argument this weekend in my household. So my daughter and her fiance were down getting the final preparations, everything set for the wedding here in a couple weeks, and then drove back on Sunday. However, evenings were spent arguing around the table with her siblings about who would win.
Not about world politics.
No.
Not about how to bring peace to the Middle East. What were they arguing about?
Who would win? One gorilla or 100 men? And win means to the death.
To the death?
Yes. Who would win? And I mean, it got heated. Passions flew. They were like, you will not sway me. I believe. So Connor believed that the 100 men would absolutely
100%
absolutely beat this one gorilla.
100 versus one.
Morgan, however, which I agree, says the gorilla will absolutely beat 100 men.
Do I get to pick the men? Is it random men off the street?
I think you get the most average 100 men.
That you just get 100 men.
Can we use stuff we find on the ground?
No. And that's
your bare hands.
That was our argument.
There's 100 of us, 10 on each arm.
They have.
That's 40 guys right there.
They have no weapons.
You got 60 more.
Okay, so you got this gorilla down. What, are you going to punch him?
Yes.
Are you going to punch him?
That's what the gorilla's going to do to you.
Yeah, well, the gorilla's just going to knock you all right out of the way. There is no way you are going to pin this gorilla down. So this was what
what the internet has.
So yes, so my daughter was like, they don't have any weapons. Oh my gosh, what are you talking about? There's no way that the men could get the gorilla.
According to Google, gorillas are estimated to be 4 to 10 times stronger than humans.
Right.
They're capable of tearing down trees and bending iron bars.
If you get onto TikTok, now that you've heard me talk about this and, you know, everything listens, you're probably going to see even doctors, like PhDs, have gotten in on this argument. They're like, no, it depends on this and this and this and this. And there, so, I mean, there are like professionals getting in on this.
How much do you want to bet within the next 6 months there will be a documentary on Netflix or somewhere that will look into this? Not actually do it, because that would be crazy to actually off in real life.
When they simulate who could swim faster, a shark or one of our
remember watching that?
Correct. That's what I want to see. I want to see the gorilla and 100 men simulation.
It's going to happen. This is the dumbest argument I think we've ever had. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club.
Or the most brilliant.
So this has been floating around on the internet, and it ended up at TJ's house over the weekend. What is the scenario?
Who would win in a fight to the death? One gorilla or 100 men? And I'm telling you, there are science wildlife experts online that have chimed in on this. This has become, I think it's one of those scenarios where when everything around you is going crazy and you're, I don't know, it's just, you want to fight about something stupid.
The scenario you just had, which had an AI
Silverback gorilla.
Silverback gorilla, like a situation that it was running through for you. The gorilla's like the size of King Kong. They're big. They're not 12 feet tall.
Well, on their hind legs with their arms up. I mean, they're bigger. They're tall as most men.
I asked ChatGPT.
Oh, great.
Who would win in this scenario? They said the gorilla would win easily because they're strong. A fully grown male silverback gorilla is estimated to be as strong as 8 to 10 adult men. Here's where that logic falls. There's 100 men.
Yeah, but you're saying that all 100 men would be rushing towards yes. the gorilla. They wouldn't be running away.
They're all in it together.
No way. No way. Even if the only way 100 men could beat a gorilla is if 100 men were trained MMA fighters, highly coordinated and willing to risk their lives without, I mean,
what do you think? The guys are going to stand around and attack one at a time? No, they're going to gang. They're going to come
really
in as a gang.
It's really dangerous. This thing is going to kill them.
Right.
One at a time. And they're going to watch and they're going to have to pounce on this gorilla.
Don't be like the movies. Not one at a time.
The gorilla will win every single time. The men have zero weapons.
I really want to know, like, if this is like a man versus woman debate, because Billy's all for the 100 men. Where TJ and I are like, it's a silverback gorilla.
You're a man. Even 100 of you are not going to beat him.
Rude. That's just rude now. B-morning. TJ came in here all heated over traffic on the east side. What is going on over there? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Did a ton of traveling to the east side over the last 3 days, and I got to tell you.
Look at her eyes. People. Look at her eyes right now.
People. 490 is down to one lane near Bushnell Basin, okay? It's in between the Fairport East Rochester exit and Victor.
A lot of traveling over there. A lot of cars traveling through there.
East and westbound because they're doing work, okay? So now, be in the right lane. Be in the right lane. All you guys who are passing everybody sitting still in that right lane so you can go up to the left, the zipper method is not working. It's not working at Bushnell Basin.
So
I
what
don't
is
know
the zipper
why?
Method? You're supposed to take turns merging yes. and use both lanes.
Yes.
And
is it not working because people are not playing nicely?
Correct.
On 490, they're not doing what correct. They're supposed to be doing.
They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. The left lane is being used like a free-for-all. It's not being used as a zipper method. Everyone is seeing the sign a mile ahead saying left lane closed ahead. And we're getting over to the right.
So when are you supposed to get over, though?
It says the zipper method is we're all just supposed to travel like normal.
I thought you were supposed to merge now, like when you get to the end
to
of the left
the
lane
end. That's
versus
correct.
Getting over a mile in advance.
Right. That's not happening. That's not happening. The zipper method is not working, people.
I know there's science behind them and them saying that it works. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Like one, two, one, two, one, two.
Well, not everybody is going to let you in.
No, and that's the thing. That's the thing.
And when I see the car zooming down the lane where everybody else is in the lane that's already
can't
merged.
Can't you say we've all decided we're not zippering today? Right. We're just going to be right and stay right.
Man, this has had her worked up. I think you even texted about it over the weekend. It was like,
I was almost late.
She doesn't really want to zipper. But the people around you aren't zippering.
The people around me, we've all, I watched everyone go into the right lane. Clearly these folks travel this way a lot, or they're following suit as well. We're not zippering today. We're all here in the right lane already. So you shooting past us is not a good thing. That's you just trying to butt the line. You're trying to butt the line, which we all learned in kindergarten, is not fair.
Are you happy that you got that off your chest?
But that was just eastbound.
Yeah.
Now tell me why westbound.
Where there's no construction on that side, right?
There is construction.
Yeah. Oh, there is. Okay. But that seems to zip through just fine?
No problems. No problems.
Is it possible there's more people going east than west?
That's what I'm wondering. Either that or we Westsiders are going back home and we're like, look, we know how to handle this.
I drove west.
Welcome to another edition of That Grinds My Gears, starring TJ Sharp. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Hope, and I'm Billy Kidd. We're all here. You're talking about this zipper merge thing that is or isn't happening on the east side construction.
Bushnell Basin, 490, down to one lane east, down to one lane west. Westbound, no problem. Eastbound, I'm backed up for a mile. I'm almost late for an appearance on Saturday because everyone is playing the game that you go to the right lane back a mile and a half when it says it's going to left lane ends ahead. So we all go to the right lane.
And according to the zipper merge,
we're all
theory,
just supposed to stay and the left lane as well, and then zipper one at a time, one after another.
Yes, that's how a zipper works, is the links go together one at a time. It's not a zipper where like half of your zipper on your jacket's laying down and it's all messed up. No, they go together.
I understand
seamlessly.
That. But
not everybody's going to do the zipper part and let you in. That's the issue.
That's just it. And that's your fear. And that's why you get over early. You're like, I'm going to go up there. Everybody's going to be mad. Like, no, you think your time's more valuable than mine? They're not going to let me in. So I'm just going to merge right now.
My friend,
right? Isn't that how the mental process works?
My friend John is texting me stuff saying the New York State DOT has a nice little video of appropriate zippering. So we all have to go back to driving school to figure out how to be courteous and let people in.
That's fine.
It's basically what it comes down to.
What I'm saying is over the weekend, everybody chose the game of we're already going to be to the right. The zipper method, it was chosen.
Everyone chose to not go what they were supposed to do.
It was very clear the game that was chosen this weekend. So making the end result of those that were swinging by, they were getting out of the right lane and going into the left one to get up further.
Oh, that's quicker. Not zipper appropriate.
That, see what I'm saying?
And scoot around the whole thing on the other lane, like the shoulder, and then try and zoom back in across the two lanes that way. Yeah, that's not going to work.
I mean, thank God that we had those really clever signs.
Did you see them for this weekend?
The DOT. Well done. It cheered me up. I was in a cranky mood until I saw. They were all Star Wars related, and I thought it was great. I was like, oh. See, I so appreciate it. It made me giggle. It made me smile.
Because it's May the 4th, the unofficial Star Wars holiday.
Nobody's driving around in this great mood, right? Like, a lot of times driving makes us a little upset. So I see no problem at all with the DOT being lighthearted and bringing a little joy to our day.
Yesterday, this is the one I saw. It says, buckle up, you must. Like, speed can wait. Slow down. You can arrive safe, you will. That's how I heard it in my head. The second I saw it, Yoda was in my head. That's not what happened with you?
No. Okay.